Beetle, you've lived in Pictou Landing for a long time.
Yes.
Some people, you know, Boat Harbor's been getting a pretty bad rap lately. But
oh,
there's
yeah.
got to be some great stuff about living next to Boat Harbor.
Yeah, it's getting all kinds of news lately, hasn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, it's all negative. Like, there's got to be something good about living next to Boat Harbor.
Like living in heaven and yucky stuff like that?
Totally. I mean...
What's heaven, though?
Heaven's all in your mind, I guess, so...
I suppose so.
Yeah.
So I guess we are, in our mind, we're living in heaven.
What does heaven smell like?
Stinks.
Can you fish in heaven?
No, you can't fish in heaven. The water is dead, and it has been dead for over 45 years.
Do you ever, you know, do you swim in heaven?
No, we never swam in heaven yet. Not over four, not since, I think the last year would have been 1968 or 60, yeah, 1968, 67 or 68.
That's a long time.
Oh, yeah. So, when you're in heaven, you can't swim.
What about the beaches around here? They're lovely. Don't you ever, you know, just go bathe or go for a swim?
Play frisbee.
That's been a long time gone. Maybe over, yeah, maybe about when they implemented the paper mill. That was back in 1965.
I think what this area needs is, you know, perhaps an influx of tourists.
Well, the tourists kind of died down in heaven, so, you know. That shows you something, doesn't it?
It's a unique experience, though. I mean, it's not everywhere that you can find this kind of pollution. Isn't that something that, you know, might generate some interest?
It should have years ago, yes. Because it was far worse years ago. Because the smell was just every day, constantly.
So, would you say this is an overlooked, unnatural attraction in Nova Scotia?
It's far more than that.
Are you gonna, I mean...
I can't describe the attraction. But, it's very interesting, though.
Yeah,
it is.
Now, some sources are saying that you're thinking about opening up a bed and breakfast here for tourists. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know how well that's going to work because not all the people will or can't handle the smell. Mm-hmm. But they could give it a good try. Mm-hmm. Anyone's welcome, though.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to, I mean, a fresh local menu, maybe? Fresh fish? 100-mile diet?
I don't know about the local fresh fish, but that's on the menu. Mm-hmm.
What else around here is, you know, an attraction that people can go see and just enjoy? Canoe trips into Boat Harbor?
Floatable stuff? Yes. Unfloatable stuff? No. Like if you wade in the water?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. Pardon?
If you capsize, that would be dangerous.
Oh, yeah, that would be, because you'll turn all brown.
What about for...
But look at this. See, I'm already brown, so I don't think it would make any difference.
Now, there's also been some talk of having an annual swim competition in Boat Harbor. Do you think that's a good idea?
That would be a very interesting event, to see who turns browner.
Well, Marina, thanks a lot. Sounds like we have some great ideas here.
Oh, yeah. We have very good quality of things to do. I mean, you know, if people know how to find it, they'll find it. But if you want to turn more browner, it'll be a best place to be.
Who had it?
Ron Kelly. Yeah. You've been living in Pictou County for 19 years.
That's right.
You're the spokesperson for the Pictou County Watershed Coalition.
Right.
And what's so fun about Boat Harbor?
Oh, it's a fabulous place. We're going to open it up to all sorts of summer activities. We're going to have Well, we've been planning to invite the local politicians and some of the, you know, the premier up to and some of the ministers. And we'll rent the Speedos if they show up. And we're going to have a swimming competition just for the politicians because they've told us many times it's pretty safe. So,
yeah. What kind of facilities does Boat Harbor offer?
Oh, man, you just walk out there and get any shellfish you want. There's boating, there's of course, the ozone layer's all fixed now, so you can go out there and get a nice, decent suntan. There's sailing, there's just everything. You can go out in the woods and you can pick berries, you can, you know, catch a rabbit and skin a rabbit and barbecue that by the banks of the... It's a fabulous place. It was actually designed to be a national park in 1925. It was on the list, but somehow it slipped off the list. So we're hoping to revive that and bring it right back.
Mm-hmm. How's the fishing?
Oh, fishing's unbelievable. You got some of your freshwater species, and you've got a lot of the species that spend some of their time in the saltwater and then come into freshwater because it's an estuary, right? So it's got all worlds. It's got all the shellfish. It's a breeding spot for cod. I mean, we could rejuvenate the cod fishery right out of Boat Harbor. I have no doubt about it. Just the capacity there is phenomenal.
So all this talk about it being, you know, a dead zone and it being, you know, just primordial ooze, no oxygen in the water, that's way overblown.
I think if they just turned off the taps tomorrow to the mill, then, you know, we could basically start using that tomorrow. Or the day after. Let's give it a couple of days to clean up. But man, it's, you know, we don't have to do a whole lot. I think those chemicals, they probably combined in ways that, like, we just don't know. Maybe we can mine it. We could drain it, mine it, and sell it. And we'd have a, you know, heavy metals for cell phones and computer devices. And, yeah.
That's the entrepreneurial spirit that we need around Boat Harbor.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's been too negative for too long. We want to turn it around.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks.
Okay, Jane Thompson, you're a resident of Pictou County as well. How long have you been a resident here?
All my life.
Now, some people might be, you know, outrightly depressed about living beside a effluent dump for the last 45 years where 1 trillion liters of effluent has been, you know, deposited, heavy metal sediment. But tell me, what's the good side about living next to Boat Harbor?
All kinds of Mayflowers in the spring. My gosh, it's the most beautiful place in the woods that you could ever see. It's you stride through the woods, and all you can smell is Mayflowers. Oh, except for the effluent, of course. You can smell that sort of over the Mayflowers a lot of the time.
Now, we were going for a nice walk along Moody Cove today, and you're an ardent swimmer.
Yes, I love to swim.
Tell me about the swimming out at Moody Cove.
Well, I swim across the lighthouse beach and back sometimes. We swim off the beach all the time in the summer. And this summer we actually took a kayak trip and went over to Boat Harbor from Moody Cove. Beautiful spot, Boat Harbor. The only problem is when you put your paddle in the water, you can't see it anymore. It's the water's kind of black.
Is that a natural coloring, or what do you think?
Well, it's wood, I guess. Wood chips.
Yeah.
Along with lots of chemicals and PCBs and heavy metals.
Now, for all the tourists out there looking for a summer destination to get away from the city, come visit Nova Scotia, what does Boat Harbor have to offer?
Oh, plumes of warm smoke. Some really interesting looking water. Some whirlpools. Actually, when we were kids, we used to jump in at one end, and the current would carry you down to the other end of the harbor. It was a great place. Lots of fun to swim in. Of course, nowadays you'd probably want to wear a wetsuit.
Why would that be?
Well, otherwise you'd have to scrape the stuff off your skin with some kind of a scraper.
Now, I mean, some people go around, you know, to the Dead Sea, for example, or other areas where, you know, kind of sediment is, you know, an exfoliant. You think that's a selling feature of Boat Harbor? Is that something in the works?
It's a thought.
Thanks for your time. Jonathan Beadle, you're 37 years old, and you've lived in Pictou Landing all your life.
All my life.
Now, some people, you know, are frightened of Bode Harbor or think it's a terrible place to be just because of, you know, all the pollution, all the effluent, all the hearsay about cancer rates and skin conditions. But what's good about living next to Bode Harbor?
I've often wondered about that myself. In recent days and recent months more so, I've tried to come up with trying to look at what's positive about Bode Harbor. And I'll tell you, it's not an easy thing, but I'm sure there are some things out there, and I just can't think of them off the top of my head. But, you know, it's something that would certainly be an interesting question to ask the politicians. I believe so.
How about the smell? I mean, the smell around this place is fairly unique. Is that something that people might want to come down and smell for themselves?
Oftentimes, many people in the community joke about it being the smell of money.
Right.
Literally because of the fact that it's a paper place. So yeah. It's, you know, the smell certainly is disgusting. It's actually unbearable at times. You can't sleep in a midsummer's night and have your windows open because you just don't know when that smell is going to creep up on you. But certainly, right. It's horrible.
What does it smell like?
Money. Just... no, the smell is, I've heard it as best described as rotten turnips.
Mm.
Yeah, it's very, very, very resemblant to, I personally think, somewhat sometimes like a sewage outfall, you
right.
know?
Right.
It's that stench. The stench is just out of this world. I can't describe it, to tell you the truth, but I've heard it described as the smell of rotten turnips in many occasions.
Now, I've heard that the fishing in Bode Harbor is pretty good. Is this true?
That's far from the truth. The fish that come out of there are actually quite abnormal. Not only do they smell bad, they look bad. It's not a normal thing to see some of the species that come out of there the way they look. So, you know, I certainly wouldn't want to be made to eat anything out of there.
Okay, well, I mean, what about the surrounding area? Is this business is booming, right?
It seems to be. Pictou County is heavily surrounded by industry. Industry seems to have its stranglehold on what goes on in Pictou County. And if anything, that's one of the positives that the politicians see out of all this is that it seems to generate good revenue as far as taxes go.
Right. I mean, jobs, right?
Jobs. That's the focus of what politicians suggest. That's most important to them in everything that goes on with industry around here.
So I mean, really, like, with all these jobs coming in, why are we really complaining about a 142-acre dead zone in the middle of, you know, an Indian reserve? What's
right.
the problem with that?
Right. Right. I've often heard that many a times. You know, there are two sides to the story. You got your sides that believe that industry is good and it brings jobs, and you got your side that says we don't need the jobs. We'd rather just go on and continue that way. But certainly, I've heard both sides of the story many a times, and I can't make any sense of what goes on with the business of industry, really.
Now, are you a father or an uncle?
Yes, I am. I'm a father and an uncle. I have four children of my own, and I have many nieces and nephews. And we've been impacted by this in more than one way, not just the business of being disgusted by it. But, you know, it's beginning to wear down on our family members here in a way where people can't function properly just because of the fact that they seem to have a feeling we're being let down. So it's not an easy thing.
So basically we need an influx of people to come up here, check it out, get involved.
Well, that's what I would suggest. You've seen Rick Mercer's rant, or what was this, during the election? He got a lot of voters out because of his rant.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could get something to that same effect, certainly I think there would be a different level of awareness. Most times, We here in the community feel that this is not a issue that's not widely known enough to maybe get some people, other people involved. And so if it could be as such that we could get others involved, I really think it would go a long way.
So Rick Mercer on a canoe trip through Bode Harbor with you and the kids.
That would be excellent. That would be excellent. This hour has 22 minutes. I mentioned that in our little group discussion there that they were brought up, you know what I mean? So, I think that this comedic stuff would certainly go a long way. I think it would help the cause a great deal.